Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour, the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great stories and videos and photos and stuff that I post throughout the week. And how did you go and check? Did you see the lazy cat picture? Cracked me up. It cracked Nathan up too. You got to check it out. And remember, the weather's getting colder and cooler, so make sure you're going out with your dog friends if it's rainy or cold, and giving a good sales pitch on why it's important to still go outside to go potty even when it's cold. All righty, so it is the 1st of October and the first Sunday of October. So it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Oh, well, and I am checking to be sure. I'm hesitating because I just am making sure. I mean, there's stuff going on behind the scenes. Are we good to go?
Yeah, just wanted to report real quick that while Eileen was calling in, we had a follow-up caller just calling at the same time, letting us know that they found the cat that they were looking for. It's like a black and white Murdoch. So congratulations to that listener who called in and found the cat.
Well, I'm confused.
When Natasha was on, we had somebody who had a missing
cat. I was going to say,
cat.
I know that we didn't talk about a missing cat earlier today.
Yeah.
So this is, so see, you know, you got to, you know, simple for Martha. So last time we were on the air would have been live with Natasha. That's right. And had a missing kitty. What was that? Was that the feral one that we thought that she thought was gone?
Yes.
But she actually found it.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. That is fantastic. And I want to hear that story. So I want you to call back the third Sunday. So not next week, but the following Sunday when Natasha's on again. Let's have you call back again so you can fill us in on all the great details. And how did you find this kitty and all that good stuff?
But and, in the meantime, we got a lot of news we need to share with Eileen. So...
Well, we got Help Animals India is up next, and one of my just favorite organizations, and talk about how to help a gazillion animals at one time. Well, that would be what Eileen Weintraub specializes in, and how she started Help Animals India, because, man, she helps all the animals in India, and it's absolutely phenomenal, and there's lots to talk about. So welcome back to Animal World. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Martha. I was pleasantly surprised to hear Eileen on, and she keeps up with our elephants in India also. So
talking a little shop here. I had intended to contact you to let you know that Aline had stuff to talk about again, was going to be on.
Right.
And I just haven't had a chance to get around that. And I'm thinking about, because you are so up on what goes on with animals and all of that, that I'm thinking that maybe, you know, on another Shelter Rescue show or something, that we'd chat with maybe you for part of the time, but then bring Aline on and you and I both could talk with her.
Sure.
Because I think having you part of the discussion about the aquarium stuff would be great. Would you be interested in doing that sometime?
Sure, yeah. Mostly it's about the elephant issues that Aline and I have interacted about. But of course, you have your elephant also before I started going to India, which took over my life.
All right. And but of course, you and Aline have something in common, because Help Animals India supports the animal sanctuary, or the elephant sanctuary, that we talk about every month. And,
yes.
And so you guys have elephants in common.
Yeah.
I don't. Do they activity. Now? Just off the top of my head, before we get into everything we got to talk about, do they have aquariums in India?
They're kind of. They might have some fisheries and things like that, but I'm not. Maybe in Mumbai, maybe they might have a small one. You know, it's not as advanced with all the money to build things like that. But,
yeah, you know, I don't know that much about aquariums around the world. I suppose that's worth me checking into,
I mean,
or something.
They do have animals in captivity in different situations.
Yeah, but. All right. So we got a bunch on the list that we need to talk about. So what's first up for our discussion today, Aline?
We are Help Animals India. A USA charity, and we give grants, training, and advice to all the great animal activists in India and the groups in India. And first up is they just had World Rabies Day, which might not sound as exciting to everyone here, but it's a big deal in these underdeveloped countries. That where rabies is still a problem for humans.
Right, because we kind of think of rabies like here in the United States. We don't really have call to think about it very often, you know, because we vaccinate our animals. Yes, there's rabies around in here, but it's not the case. In other countries, rabies is a big deal.
Well, it's less so in that some of these cities were very proud of the fact that they've become rabies-free. And that's because of all the vaccination campaigns. So September 28th, what was called World Rabies Day, so all the groups that we support were giving free vaccinations to the people's pets, but also the community animals, the animals, the dogs on the street, cats on the street. Now, we don't tolerate free-roaming dogs in this country. Years ago, and there's still some parts of the country that have them, like some of the Native American reservations and some of the parts in the South where they still have stray dogs running around, but generally we don't have them. But you have them very much in many countries. So those dogs that are on the street free-roaming, we call community dogs. So they at least need their rabies vaccination, at the very least.
Yeah, I know we're not talking a small population here, folks. Aileen always shocks me when she says, what, 33 million community dogs in India?
Dogs. Yeah, well...
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a handful. So
when people,
but it's a whole. Obviously, with that many dogs, rabies shots are real important, because this is a disease that is transferable to humans, and it's a fatal disease. So, it is really important.
Yeah, and when you think about the street dogs, don't just think about packs of dogs running around. This dog might live outside a shop. And that's where they hang out all day, and then maybe they're fed the leftovers from the restaurant, or they are, you know, sort of a pet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, more and more I'm in talking to people that have either come from India or live there or still have family there or whatever. I'm hearing more and more stories about these community dogs. That, yes, they don't live in the house like we live with dogs necessarily, but they aren't just the wild feral dogs. They really are community dogs, and many of the Indian families consider the dogs kind of theirs, you know, because the same ones, you know, stay And like Eileen was saying, maybe they live around shops and stuff, but they live around homes. And so they are not necessarily unfamiliar with the humans that care for them and so forth. So it isn't like a crazy wild pack of dogs everywhere.
Well, these dogs are indigenous dogs, and they are actually a special breed, and yeah. An ancient breed, too. They sort of look like what we call Basenji dogs here. Mm-hmm. People paying a lot of money for that breed. So these are the native dogs, and in some ways they might be starting to become endangered because they are that breed, because they're mixing with the abandoned breed dogs, the pet dogs. That are,
right.
You know, nothing sadder than when people abandon a dog that's used to being, you know, a pet dog to the street. So those are the dogs we aim to help as much as
no,
we
that
can.
That brought up a question for me, Eileen, because you mentioned that, you know, the native Indian dogs, you know, are kind of an ancient breed, and you said they looked kind of like Basenji dogs. And Basenjis,
right.
Of course, I think were from Africa originally, but they're known as the barkless dogs because they kind of scream, but they don't really bark. And
oh,
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, I'm thinking, you know, 33 million street dogs. I'm wondering, is barking a problem? Do these community dogs,
not
are they barkers?
Barking, chasing. You know, children can't play as much in the street, so there's plenty of complaints, and there's...
Oh, okay.
So that's why we support a spay-neuter projects, and we're actually gearing up for one of our major ones in one of the places, one of the sacred places in India, and we're going to start that in October. So we've been doing that for 10 years. And we're doing another 300 dogs at that time.
Wow.
So, you know, if we can just keep a stable population of, you know, some dogs that might, you know, belong to a shop or, you know, just a few street dogs, it's kind of manageable, you know. But this, you know, puppies all over is just terrible. It's hard on everybody, the mother dog, and there's no homes for these puppies, so... That's why we support the spay-neuter projects, and all the groups that we send money to, they're doing maybe 10 dog spay-neuters a day.
Is it kind of like, you know, like here in this country, the only thing that I think we could kind of relate it to might be the TNR, trap neuter release with feral cats, you know, going on over here. But is that similar, that this the spay and neuter push and the projects that you're doing, you're talking about spaying and neutering the community and street dogs, right?
Yes. We have one of the videos on our website, very charming video of how they go out and catch the dogs. It's in a lighthearted video. But so they have the special vans that go out, and then the dog catchers are just the best.
They're good dog catchers, okay?
Don't think of the cartoons. From
right,
years
right.
But years ago, they would use the hook and lasso. Oh. That's not a nice method. So
right.
Back in the early 2000s, our group and many other groups brought over nets and taught them to use nets instead to catch the dogs. And then when they do the spay neuter, and there's different techniques they do. Some do it's called flank, we're on their side, and some do midline, two different surgeries.
I've never heard of a flank. Oh, that's interesting. And a flank. So I never even thought about that. Interesting.
Yeah. So they'll give the same ear notch to the dog.
Like we would to our feral cats, so that,
then
forever after we know they've been spayed.
Getting into all these topics already, but, you know, it's still a surgery, and I hope I live long enough to see a true chemical sterilant that, just a pill. Right now, all the chemical sterilants might cause side effects, or they're very expensive. So there's people have been working on an alternative to this for years, and we do hope within the next decade we'll have something that's really good, so they don't have to have a surgery.
Oh, and wonderful, wonderful. That could make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And okay, so we've got World Rabies Day coming up, and that's September 28th.
Well, it's
no,
coming
that
down.
Was September 28th. We're in October now. Jeez.
Yeah.
So we just passed World Rabies Day, but then we've got some other things coming up. I'm looking at the clock, and I think we're due to take care of advertisers. However, I'm Zooming in today, Eileen, so I'm not in the studio. And as far as I can tell right now, Nathan isn't either. So all I'm seeing is outside the studio and the fact that it's cloudy and all of that. So that must mean that he's busy doing radio business. So Eileen, you and I, we're just going to keep chatting until Nathan shows up again.
And I'll tell you about tomorrow. It's October 2nd. And that's called Gandhi Jayanti Day, and it's a day to honor Mahatma Gandhi, the historical figure.
Oh, and that's tomorrow? Oh, good,
yeah,
so we're not
October
too late
2nd,
for that
it's
one.
His birthday. Yeah.
Gandhi Jayanti? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, and so that's
was that his
day
full
to
name?
Honor world peace. So we hope for a peaceful day.
Okay, so that's the point of Gandhi Day tomorrow is to honor and celebrate world peace.
Yeah,
so
well,
we can
Gandhi
focus.
Was you know India got their independence from Britain by peaceful means, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
incredible
that was another
soul.
Time, yeah.
Gandhi, in fact. He was close with my guru, Paramahansa Yogananda, and actually Yogananda taught Gandhi Kriya Yoga, and Gandhi did Kriya Yoga for the rest of his life after meeting Yogananda.
Okay.
Yeah, how about that? Pretty cool, huh?
So anyhow, there.
So we're all connected, Eileen. We're all family.
So what the Gandhi, you know, is very much, you know, talked about not killing, not harming.
Mm-hmm.
But the groups in India that we help, they go a step further. So we have a saying that says, hands that help are holier than lips that pray. Actually, Mother Teresa said that too. So in other words, it's wonderful not to harm, but also to, you know, go out and help and, you know, and rescue the animals. And that's what, you know, we support.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And then I think we got one other special day coming up. Is that true?
Yes, October 4th, and it was started around Gandhi's birthday, is called a World Animal Day. And if you search for that online, all the animal groups worldwide, that's every country, is doing a special event in honor of that. And that includes all the animals. So just to bring awareness, you know, to all the species that share our planet with us.
Oh, and you know what is popping in? I hadn't thought about it yet, but it's popping in to my mind. Would be, we're gearing up, it's going to be St. Francis time here and the blessing of the animals, isn't that? That's the first couple weeks of October, isn't it?
Yeah.
I
think it's all the same week, all these events.
Yeah, yeah. So it's an important time. You know, we just passed World Rabies Day, where tomorrow is World Animal Day coming up, and we got Gandhi tomorrow for World Peace. Man, there's a lot going on, and then we're going to get into the St. Francis. And by the way, if any of you know out there, if your churches are doing blessings for the animals, let me know.
Yeah, I saw some online. I'm sure there's a couple in our area.
Yeah, there usually are churches around that, you know, you can go with your animal friends, and they do blessings for the animals in St. Francis's name. And guess who has returned?
Yeah, I just had somebody coming over and asking a question and stuff like that. So,
yeah, well, I just had to let everybody know that as far as I knew, you just left town. You're just gone. So we've been carrying on without you.
We're doing fine.
And Eileen did great. Are you ready for us to take care of advertisers
we're
and
good.
Catch up? And for once, Eileen, it isn't you and me. We were on schedule. It's Nathan. So everybody, time out. We're going to take care of advertisers, and then we'll be back with Eileen Weintraub. We're talking Help Animals India, and we're just getting started. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Just remember to check out our advertisers, and we heard from NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins, call them NuPro Nuggets. They can be treats. They're so good. And then the dog supplement, the powder, you can do just the skin and coat, the NuPro Gold or the silver hip and joint formula. And I'll tell you what, it produces incredible skin and hair coats. And if you really want to cut down on shedding, NuPro is the way to go. So you can find them, you can check them all out at NuProSupplements.com. You can purchase on Amazon, but you'll find especially the dog supplements in a lot of local pet stores. So check them out, NuProSupplements.com. And check out Jude Ponton, our incredible sound healer, at Whispering-Dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can call her to come in for treatment in person to experience the sound healing, Accutonics and chiropractic in person, or she can work with you remotely. So it's whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. All righty, we are back with Help Animals India. Eileen Weintraub is here. Good morning again, Eileen.
Hello?
There you are. There you are. So continuing on here, it's still cloudy. The sun was out at my house when we started the show, but then Nathan swiped it, it went away, and it's been cloudy down there. Is it where you are in Seattle, Eileen? Is it cloudy?
Everyone should get out. Beautiful day, and appreciate a nice fall day, which fall seems to come really quickly.
Yep, supposed to be rainy tomorrow, but then nicer to the rest of the week. So, what else is on our list for discussion?
I was very pleased this week in that this Amazon India started up.
Oh.
And what a world, right? So,
yeah.
All these years, we couldn't get cat traps to India. They just don't.
That's right. You had people that were visiting India take a cat trap with them in their luggage.
Yeah, and
to get them over
also
there.
The nice carriers, they have just these baskets. So I was able to order, and I just got a video of the trap and the carrier. This young activist in Calcutta, and you know these people, they love their animals just as much as we do, and I relate to them because I was a cat rescuer when I was a teenager. And, you know, I didn't get the help I needed. And so I relate to these activists in India that, you know, with just a little bit of support from me, I can truly, truly help. And so I just ordered from Amazon India. It wasn't easy. It was a little bit complicated because, you know, of all the security concerns that they want to make sure, you know, it's not a scam or anything. So I was able to order a cat trap and some carriers, and they just sent me the video of it arriving and,
how wonderful.
So it was just nice, just a small amount like that. So I just got that video this morning, and so they'll be able to help a lot more cats this way. And, it's called TNR also in India, or just for the pet cats, that people can, you know, have a place to come and get the surgery for their cats, because there's a lot of vets that don't know how to or don't do it well, or people can't afford it. So we have all the programs for the cats as well.
Yeah, it's really amazing that, and it's so wonderful that you're covering those bases, because I didn't realize it until we started having these discussions that, you know, veterinarians in India, they generally weren't taught how to spay and neuter cats or dogs, that they would focus more on what cows and, you know, farm type animals more, but.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the incredible community dog, street dog population, but they also have cats over there. And so the cats are really just coming to the surface here. But thank goodness for Help Animals India and the work that you guys are doing, because I think when you guys started working with some veterinarians over there, didn't you have to arrange for them to be taught how to spay and neuter cats?
Yes, we would sponsor some of these trainings. There's other groups that do this, that it's called World Veterinary Services. So we don't have our own vets, so we would sponsor their vets. So they would have these training camps, and the veterinarians could go there and learn how to do this. Pets in some places in India, pets were sort of a relatively new concept. I mean, people just couldn't afford them, or they just so in the cities, you know, as people got more upscale, they would start having pets, and so then all the, you know, veterinarians, the private veterinarians, all that would begin. But decades ago, the veterinarians would just be for the farm animals, and they didn't learn how to.
You imagine being, you know, the young activist that Eileen was talking about, and you're aware of the cat situation and the need to help them and to do the TNR and get them spayed and neutered, but you can't even get a trap or a carrier over there. So that's wonderful. So this Amazon India is a new part of Amazon now?
It's been around a couple of years, but during the pandemic especially, the traps were hit or miss, and they were very expensive. Like our traps, have a heart, would be, you know, anywhere from $50 to $100 here, and they was going for hundreds of dollars.
Wow.
Actually, the one I still had to pay about double the amount.
Wow.
But still cheaper than, you know, having to bring it over there. And,
right.
So during the pandemic, the supplies were very less. So I was very pleased to see all these starting to become available. So I couldn't help but order some. And I just got the video of one of them arriving. And that was a real nice thing to get.
Yeah, and I just can imagine their joy and excitement to get the package from you and get, you know, a trap and some carriers so that they can really do some work now and helping those kitties. That's just fantastic. And you can just imagine being over the moon with joy just because you got a cat trap and cat carriers. You know, I mean, here we don't even think about that kind of stuff, but.
Well, you know, every group that's here is a lot of hard work, and whoever started it, and you know, our feral cat project, and you know, we actually, I was just rereading some of my diaries from the 90s, and I was finding a lot of more animals in need here. I'm not so our area is, you know, not to say it's not challenged. Ongoing challenges, but compared to other areas, Eastern Washington and some parts of the South. So, you know, we've really done a lot of great work here in Western Washington.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's why when I went to India, I said, oh, no, I have to help. You know.
Yeah, most of, you know, when I'm doing sessions as a, you know, behavior therapist and dog trainer, most of the sessions I'm doing, the rescues are coming out of Texas and Mexico.
Yeah,
you know, I don't see too many rescues from here. So, and then except for a lot, the other place that they come from is Yakima, you know, in Eastern Washington. So,
well,
you know, you're right.
And way down south, yeah. Well, I went to the event, but I'll just give a shout out for Positive Alliance. I went to the local event.
Ah, yes.
And so they do a lot in Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
And
we cover them on current events.
I told the group in India, the Mariners, they had an event where $4 from every ticket went to Positive Alliance one day.
Wow.
And then I just stopped by my local Seattle area feline rescue, and they had a sign that $2 from a ticket was one of the winning days of Seattle Mariners, not yesterday, and would go to them. So I told the group in India, and they said, that's a great idea. We'll try that with our cricket games.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's great.
Because
it's wonderful when teams, you know, do things like that to help, and good on Positive Alliance. They got to be getting the word out.
Yeah,
and,
well, I mean, if we can at least help the dogs and cats, you know, because people relate to their pets.
We all want to do our part,
and it's
important. I do think that the trap neuter release programs with the feral cats, I'd like to think that we are making a difference, and it is cutting down on the wild cat population. But people have to be diligent and keep it up. So,
and that's that's what they're doing. They're making great strides that way. So anyhow, that's what we have to teach. We have a link on our website that said cats are the ultimate underdogs in India, because there's some parts of India you won't find any stray cats there, because they don't have a chance between the dogs and the monkeys and everything else going on. You know, India is a very crowded but fascinating and wonderful place. I don't want to put anyone off to, you know, visiting there if they can, including you, Martha, one day. And there's different tours and trips. So, it's just a very different our reality that you know, for life on the streets there, for the animals. And, you know, when you see people, basically, you know, they don't call them homeless or houseless particularly, because they've had generations just basically of living in very squalid conditions. But those people care about their animals also. And one of the things we funded, and I saw it in person in my last trip, was a mobile vehicle to help the animals. So I actually have a video where I cut the ribbon for this vehicle.
Great.
And this vehicle goes out to all the underserved areas. People are very poor, but they care about their animals also. So they would, you know, bring their animals there, right there on the street for treatment in the van.
And, wow. So there's a lot of good stuff going on over there. Now, we're getting close to being out of time here, but I'm wondering, any updates on the elephants and the elephant sanctuary that you support?
Well, we got the six. When I was there a year ago, there were four, and there were two more that came. The latest one, she's called Lakshmi, which means the goddess of wealth. But anyhow, she is a very abused elephant. And she's finding her freedom now, and it's meeting her other friends. And these are just six of the most lovely elephants who are so grateful to now have their freedom, their new friends. And this is we are the major supporter for six elephants now. Not to say there's not thousands of elephants that need help, but at least we could help these six. And I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, it just reminded me of a Facebook post that I posted in the last couple weeks. But it was a photograph. There were, of course, a lot of these Facebook posts, they don't tell you the rest of the story. But it was a photograph of elephants. And there was a line of elephants. And then the last elephant was laying down. And then there was a man curled up under the elephant's head and his front legs. And it was the sweetest photo, a dark skinned man. And I just put on the photo, I wonder if this is a mahout like Eileen talked about on the show, you know, cause you talked about, you know, a mahout, the person that's responsible for caring for the elephant and the incredible relationship they have. But anyway, I don't know if it was a mahout, but it seemed like maybe that might be, you know, how this picture got taken or something. I don't know.
I mean, people do develop relationships with the elephants to some degree. And then there's some that are trained. And it's a generational thing. We pass from father to son who take care of the elephants. But it's a hard life. But they do love their elephants. So, it's more.
Yeah, that's very clear in this photograph. It's a real sweet photo.
It's more than just a job to them.
Yeah. Yeah. All righty. Well, anything else you want to leave us with before we wrap up?
I just getting these beautiful prayer flags, Tibetan prayer flags. They're very small. Did I ever give you any, Martha?
You're talking about the little teeny ones?
Yeah.
Absolutely love them. You put a set in my Christmas card.
Oh, okay.
This last year.
Well,
so I have them.
If anyone
I
wants
have them.
They could just send a few dollars to Help Animals India.
These little prayer flags, they're miniature prayer fair plates, folks, and they're so sweet. And I absolutely love, I have all kinds of prayer flags out, but I have these little ones. They are in the front of the window of my bedroom, and they're just sweet. So you're saying that you will gift any donators with some mini prayer flags?
Yeah, if they mention that's what they want, and it's going to take me I'm getting a new set of batch from India, so it'll take a couple of weeks. But, we talk every week. No one signs up. So please just put your email on helpanimalsindia.org. The email is once every 2 months. And if you want any prayer flags, send us a small donation. And I mean small, like $10 or under.
So check it out. It's helpanimalsindia.org. I mean, one of the best websites I've ever seen. It is incredible. You will learn so much. And then just sign up for the newsletter. And so, come on, folks, you got to let us know that somebody's paying attention out there. And if you would like these mini prayer flags, they are just wonderful. And I love them. So you need a set, too.
They're from these Tibetan activists for the animals. And people worldwide love animals just as much as we do. But, you know, we have more of the resources to help them.
All right. Well, Eileen, thanks so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us again. We'll look forward to talking to you again in November. And folks, everybody goes to helpanimalsindia.org and sign up for the newsletter. And if you make just even a small donation, just say you heard Eileen talking about the mini prayer flags and you'd like some. She would be delighted to send them to you, but you just have to send a little money. So appreciate you, Eileen. And we're going to say goodbye and thank you and then take care of advertisers and get to a short current event.
Thank you, Martha. Many blessings to everyone. And
happy October and all these special animal days coming up.
Everybody.
And happy world peace tomorrow.
World
all right.
Peace.
God bless, Eileen. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We're going to take care of advertisers and then come back and do a quick current event. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos for insightful conversation Sunday, October 1 at 1 p.m. This week's panel, Planet Buzz, features two master astrologers, Rick Levine and Leslie Francis, with Dr. Laura Tad on Healing the Hidden, focusing on October's solar and lunar eclipse season. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, October 1st, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful healer, Linda Rasmussen, and you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. She does the best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes. She also does the family best, and she works out of her office at the Intraspace facility that's in the old Rainier Brewery in Seattle, and you can work with her in person at Intraspace, or she can work with you remotely, and she continues to offer a free introductory session to anyone who calls or texts her at the number I'm going to send you. So even if you've worked with her on the air before, that doesn't count. You can still have a free session with her. So jot this number down and call or text her at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And of course, if you do something fabulous for animals, humans, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. So if you are interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. Gosh, Nathan, I think it's time for current events. Alrighty, so on our current events list, I just told you about Linda Rasmussen, and she's still giving the free introductory session. Natasha Venter, our communicator and personal awareness coach, she continues to do her podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays at her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC. Now, coming up in the Northwest Dream Center up in South Everett, McCollum Park. And looks like October 5th, so that's right around the corner, and that's this week. So all about cougars with Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife cougar scientist Brian Kirsten will be the presenter. And these just presentations are phenomenal. They do want you to call for a reservation, 425-316-8592 or streamkeeper.org. Then we got All About Bats on October 13th at 7 p.m. as well. And this is featuring the lovely Cleobatra and Sally Bat. So I guess the bats will be joining the presentation. And Barbara Ogard from Sarvey Wildlife is the bat lady who will be that does this presentation. And again, it is really incredible. Let's see what else have we got going on here. I know there is something new. Well, in Meow Cat Rescue, they continue to be open now in Kirkland Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. for adoptions. All righty, here is our latest. And this is from South County Cats. It is Cattoberfest and their 16th annual feline festival and fundraiser. That's going to be held at Renton Technical College on Saturday, October 21st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be kids activities and exhibits and raffles and artisans and vendors and cat-themed marketplace and more. So South County Cats' mission is to reduce intake rates at our local shelters and save lives through spay and neuter. Great, great reason to exist. And this Cattoberfest 2023, the 16th annual feline festival and fundraiser, is free. So admission is free. The online auction will be from October 12th through the 15th. And then you can pick up the items at the live event. And there's a website for more details, southcountycats.org, and then /Cattoberfest-2023. And if you can't remember that or jot it down, you can go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. www.aileenon.com and click on current events. And you will find this listing for Cattoberfest 2023 and a link to the website and all of that. So hopefully you can get down to Renton Technical College on Saturday, October 21st, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. All righty. So I think that covers current events, except to say that next week, of course, is the second Sunday of October. Already, and that means it's Healing Sunday. So, best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday with Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen. They both will join us next week, and of course, we'll get updates about Dr. Nils' progress on the new property out in the middle of nowhere. Well, and at the end of civilization, there's actually a sign that says "End of Civilization." Right next to his property. And boy, has he had stories to tell. If you're not on his email list, you should be, because they can't get to town or home without going through a turkey jam. There are apparently lots of wild turkeys in Idaho that just hang out on the road, so you can't drive. And leeches in the pond. So I've learned more about leeches from Dr. Nils in the last few weeks than I ever cared to know. And boy, but to watch the progress they're making. So we'll get reports from Dr. Nils. And of course, Linda will be here too. And phone lines will be open the whole show, and you get to call in for your remote healings for you and or your animal friends. So we'll look forward to hearing from you next week. So I think that's going to, excuse me, wrap us up for the second hour. In the third hour today, we will talk, as usual, to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and we will be talking to the chief cook and bottle washer. Laura Cook will be joining us. And then at the bottom of the next hour, we will be talking to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and Nancy Callen is going to join us. I don't think she's joined me before on the air, and we're going to chat about, because we've got a big event coming up at Ananda, and that's the launch of our spiritual director, Reman McGillivray's brand new book that he wrote during the pandemic. And it's so new that I haven't had a chance to read it. I just got it 2 days ago. And but it's sitting right here with me, and I think it's going to be a phenomenal read. So we'll tell you all about that. And that means that it's time to start getting ready to get on the love train one more time for this week. And this part of the show is participation is required, because this is our get up, get energized, get moving, get the blood circulating, and send in love and light all over the country, all over the planet, which is certainly needed. And we do that by dancing and singing to the love train. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. That's to get us more energy. And if you're thinking about sitting this one out, no dancing is required. Oh, but you could still sit it out, because you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair. Nathan and I have gotten really good at dancing in our chairs when we're Zooming. Okay. You can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and join us on the love train. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And so here we go with our yogi energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.